Smart move, Jack Daniel's backs away from woke agenda, joining other U.S. companies. By Amy Furr on August 22, 2024. Whiskey giant Jack Daniel's is taking massive steps back from the leftist agenda, according to its parent company, Brown-Forman. In a social media post on Wednesday, reporter Robbie Starbuck said his team was about to expose Jack Daniel's, but they must have been tipped off by us going through employee LinkedIn pages. He said the company preemptively stated it would be making some big changes, namely, ending participation in the HRC's Human Rights Campaigns, Corporate Equality Index Social Credit System. Executive plus employee bonuses slash goals are tied to business performance, not DEI. An end to quantitative workforce and supplier diversity ambitions. Cutting woke trainings. In Starbucks post, he shared an email from Brown-Forman and noted that he and his team have several folders regarding Jack Daniel's. Similarly, in June, Tractor Supply backed away from the leftist agenda after customers spoke out, and Starbucks' team probed the issue, Breitbart News reported at the time. He said the company's leaders responded with the most dramatic policy reversal I've ever seen. This is a massive victory for sanity and the single biggest boycott win of our lifetime. According to Fox News, Starbucks has also exposed social agendas at John Deere and Harley-Davidson, which also backpedaled from their woke initiatives. He told the outlet that Brown-Forman was hosting company drag shows and promoting all kinds of sexual identities, things its customer base did not agree with. It was an incredibly smart move for them to get ahead on this before it was in the media for 3 weeks, he stated. In April 2023, Jack Daniel's faced calls for boycotts over a 2021 AD campaign that featured drag queens. One of the whiskey company's fans later accused it of going woke and pulled its items out of his pub, drained the whiskey into a fire pit, and said, "Fuck your woke-ass company," before lighting it on fire. Social media users replied to Starbucks' recent post, one person writing, "Wow, you are taking a wrecking ball to corporate DEI programs. This problem looked insurmountable, but turns out they are paper tigers, and when push comes to shove, they prefer profits over posturing, which is how it ought to be."